Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. A regional conflict in the Middle East that involves the biggest players in the Persian Gulf, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, is being fought largely with American weapons, where a seaport city is now under siege in a hellish battle for control of a state that may have already failed. And here's the thing, you may never have heard about it. This is what it sounds like in the Yemeni city of Aden on a picturesque peninsula overlooking the Red Sea, an ancient seaport, a place where traders from Europe and Asia prospered centuries ago. It's also the place where the USS Cole was bombed by Al-Qaeda terrorists in October of 2000. The city has been under siege for months, with Houthi rebel fighters who already have a strong hold in the north of the country now looking to take the south, including Aden and a strategically crucial airbase just north of Aden. Forces from Saudi Arabia and the United Emirates have entered the fighting. This has become an all-out shooting war with tanks and armored vehicles. And according to Yemeni officials, pro-government forces have retaken the El Anad airbase near Aden, but at a price of a humanitarian crisis. Basic supplies, food, water, and medicine are running low.
We have an average of 350 wounded per week, but sometimes it peaks at 50 patients per day. Houthi's forces control the access of Aden, which makes the supplies very difficult to take in.
That's Terry Gaffoe, emergency coordinator for Doctors Without Borders, speaking in the new Vice documentary, The Siege of Aden. Aden, where the doctors and wounded are on the firing line.
The front line is 400 meters away from the hospital. So that means that we receive a lot of wounded people every day. We have surgeons from New Zealand, Australia, Poland. There is a high rotation in the medical teams because the work is very intensive. And it's usually they work only 1 month because it's too tiring.
Kevin Sutcliffe is head of news programming for Vice News Europe, who commissioned this Vice film. He says while it's not terribly visible in the U.S., this conflict has become a regional war with all kinds of alarming implications for the United States and the West.
We actually thought that to get to Aden at this point in the last month or so was really important, because it looked like the Houthis, who have moved down from the north through taking Sana, the capital, were about to take Aden, which is a major seaport. This would have been more or less the taking over of the whole country by the Houthis. So we set about doing that by getting across on a boat, which you see in the film. You get fired at trying even to get into Aden because the Houthi were surrounding the city. And then once in there, we were able to move around to show what the resistance were doing to stop the Houthi advance.
What is at stake here, as you've been able to determine?
What's at stake? It is a failed state. I think that West intelligence services fear that AQ in Aden, Al-Qaeda in Yemen, is a real serious threat to the West. You've now got the Islamic State in there as well, in the vacuum, as well as you've got these two other warring factions, the pro-government forces who are now pinned into Aden, and the Houthis who have Iranian backing. So this is an explosive situation, and geopolitically very important.
How much does the conflict between the Houthis and the Sunnis, how much does it represent a wider conflict between Sunni and Shia throughout the entire region?
Well, I think it's playing out that way, isn't it? Because the different factions in the background, you've got the Saudis starting a bombing campaign. You've just seen in the last few days, the UAE have put 3,000 troops and tanks in to try and protect Aden and push the Houthis back. And obviously behind the UAE, behind Saudi Arabia, are Western powers. So you can see that this has got real geopolitical importance. And the hand of Iran in the background again with the Houthis. So this is an incredibly important moment. And I think at the moment what you're seeing is that the siege of Aden has been stabilised. I think that by bringing in the troops, it's sort of stopped the advance. But, you know, it also, you must remember, it sits on an amazing oil route. The narrow straits just off Aden are where a lot of the world's oil passes through as well. So who controls Aden potentially controls some of the oil routes, the shipping lanes in that region.
And does Yemen at this point become the battleground for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in their battle against the West, or is it Al-Qaeda's battle against the Saudis? They've been as vocal about wanting to take down the royal family as they have been about causing trouble in the West.
Well, I think it's many different issues all rolled into one, isn't it? I think Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is seen by, certainly by Western intelligence, as a very capable operation which can, you know, mount operations way outside this territory, whether that's in Saudi, further afield into the Horn of Africa, or whether into Western Europe. But also you've got to remember that the Houthis, who have come down from the north, taken over the capital, the Iranian influence in the background there must be playing a role in this as well, and that the judgments that are being made in Washington and Riyadh must also be playing into how they think the Iranians are in this situation.
For years, the United States has had a shooting war involving drones inside Yemen, fighting Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and other so-called terrorist players who the Americans believe are particularly targeting the West. As you did this documentary, you can also see all kinds of American weapons everywhere in this conflict if the Saudis and the Emiratis are involved.
Well, yes, and I think the drone war, I mean, there's several sides to that drone war. We've covered it before, you know, because it's not necessarily the most targeted weapon. It causes and has caused indiscriminate damage and killing in the country, which again leads then to attitudes that are not pro-Western or pro-American. And so there's that's in play as well. You see in a previous film we made inside Sana'a, where there were huge crowds shouting death to America. You know, there are very, very polarized views here. And you've obviously got a drone war and a strategic sort of analysis of how to fight Al-Qaeda from the air being played out, but also on the ground. That's having very real impacts on how people view what American foreign policy is. So it's a very complex, almost tinderbox situation.
What is it like, insofar as you've been able to tell, for civilians in Aden right now?
Well, it is a siege in that classic sense that all the ways in are cut off, so things are in short supply. You see in the film that rubbish is in the streets, that disease is spreading because of that rubbish. There's shortages of supplies of food. The hospitals are overcrowded, both with the civilian casualties and military casualties. The other thing is that there is a trail of refugees now escaping by sea to Djibouti. And Djibouti, which is not an enormous place, and now sees itself the centre of a refugee crisis with Yemenis fleeing to safety. So actually the destabilising of the region goes on in ways that are often underreported.
Another dimension to the refugee crisis that is already at record levels since the end of World War II, coming from the battlefield in Yemen. Kevin Sutcliffe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kevin Sutcliffe is head of news programming for Vice News in Europe.